The Cosmic Tarot. Tarot Key Number 10. The Wheel. This 10th key, card 11 of the tarot, is an echo of the first. The Fool is symbolic of the breath, of the particles of light of the universe, that which is a complete sphere in itself. This 10th card has the same qualities, yet with the quality of identity added. The identity which came about through the movement of the magician down through the various cards to this point, added a quality to this circle, to this rare state of the Fool, which is symbolized by the number 10, wherein the one is placed within the circle. This may be visualized as a spiral moving in a conical shape wherein the point curves back and enters into the original opening from which the spiral began. This is the serpent biting its tail. This is symbolic of the wheel. The wheel is the zodiac, and the zodiac is symbolic of all cycles within the universe. This relates to the particles of light in their cyclic movement through the four qualities symbolized by the ancient terms, fire, earth, air, and water. These four qualities may be studied in astrology, in the works of James Churchward on his investigations of Lemuria or the continent of Mu. This is found in Indian literature, and in all literatures relating to religious sciences throughout the world these four forces will be found. These four forces, fire, earth, air, and water symbolizing radiation, stability, relationship, and magnetism. Radiation as fire, water as magnetism, air as the relationship between these two, the movement between the alternating current, and earth as the totality or the observation of the three of the Trinity, earth being the stability created by that Trinity. These are symbolized by the four fixed signs of the zodiac. This is the earlier mentioned cycle of the serpent biting its tail, as symbolizing a movement of a spiral of light through the four levels of consciousness into manifestation. The spiral of light goes through the archetypal world, through the formative world, through the causal world, and into manifestation. There are various terms for these four levels, depending on the different systems used. The Hindus have four terms, the Westerners have four other terms. These may be correlated appropriately. The movement of this spiral of light as consciousness through these four levels to the point of manifestation is that which may be visualized by the whirlpool, by the spiral that is whirling through space down to a point which comes back and enters into its own circle, into its own opening. The head at which the cone is moving is then moving into its own tail. This is that which is occurring on all levels, in all things throughout this universe, pertaining to all aspects of all ideas and all formations. This is meaning that all things do have within them the relationship to move four levels. The first level as that relating to Atzilith, the second level as that relating to Brahma, the third to Yetzirah, and the fourth to Asaya, in terms of Kabbalistic language. Understand that all things are within the four aspects of development. They exist either in archetypal form, in causal form as an abstract concept being experienced abstractly, in emotional form, or in the physical manifestation. The movement of these four forces is symbolized by the word Yajnavalkya, and these are the four creative forces of the universe. These four creative forces are those qualities by which vibrations are controlled and manipulated and understood. All things are in a state of vibration. Vibration may be focused, and the focusing of vibrations does bring them into deeper and more intense and compressed action. In this type of focusing on an abstract, this abstract may be brought into manifestation through focusing and compressing that vibration into small space. When this occurs, there is an interchange and another energy is released into the abstract. There can be no compression of energy without a release to allow that movement. When energy in this universe is compressed into a point, the compression then must occur with the cooperation of magnetism that begins to draw it into the point. The force which pushes and compresses can only compress to a certain degree, but what compresses it into the point, working with that force which is trying to compress it, these two actions working in harmony with each other as male and female, as fire and water, then do help to bring about the change from one octave of vibration to the next. In this manner, energy can move from one dimension into another dimension. This is the key to alchemical interchange and transmutation. This is the key to the movement between planes as seen through the action of UFOs and those entities who have transcended the physical form. This is the key to breaking any barrier between any level and any octave. This action of the desire, which is focusing the energy on a certain concept, or goal, or point, will never achieve its desire, its end, its goal, until that consciousness which is focusing that energy is, through a transpersonative action, whether this is unconscious on the part of the entity doing this action or whether this is conscious action matters not, that after the focusing of attention on an energy toward a point, for this energy to move through to the next octave to manifest in the manner desired, the entity must in some way become identified with that point and receive the focus of that attention and desire that has been sent. This is likened to one who shoots an arrow at a target, then runs around and becomes the target. This entity then receiving the arrow as the target, and becomes that part which is the water, the magnetism that experiences the effect of the desire. This is often termed faith. There can be the image and the desire to accomplish something, and when this desire is made manifest and strong enough, the entity desiring may release the desire and experience its fulfillment, its manifestation. The experiencing of the manifestation brings this desire into fruition. The experiencing draws forth the energy that brings this about. This experiencing is termed faith. These are fire and water, and the movement between these levels is air, and the stability of this trinity, this holy trinity, is earth. All manifestations exist as a result of these three. The stability of any manifestation is nothing more than the movement of desire plus the experiencing of the desire and the relationship between these. These three, fire, water, and air, are the holy trinity, with stability being earth, forming that triangle, that unit. This unit in turn may be in relation to another similar unit and may be fire or water in relation to that unit. The polarity of one unit to another is either greater or lesser, is either dominant or submissive, and determines the polarity and title in relationship to that other trinity. The universe is made up of triangles forming triangles with each other, which in turn form a great triangle. This is not an actual shape, but is a manifestation of these three qualities, fire, air, and water. In actual shape, these tend to be more like pulsations of light, of cells, or spherical particles. There is a pulsation, the part that radiates, the part that magnetizes, and the movement between this. This may be seen as an explosion/implosion going on within each particle of light in the universe. This is going on within all things within the universe, the explosion or expression, implosion or impression, the male and the female, the yang and yin, and the movement between these two is the holy trinity. The stability of any of these trinities is earth making the four forces of God, the four forces of creation, the four primary forces of all material expression. In this Aquarian age, the four forces shall undergo new observation by consciousness. The concept of earth as stability is that which will change and is presently changing. The concept of particles of matter is that which is changing. The very nature of fire, earth, air, and water will be better understood when entities begin to use the terms akasha, fire, water, and air. The earth as stability, form and matter, shall be seen as a fallacy. There is no matter, there is no stability. Stability is only relative to that which is unstable. Akasha/the clear void, that fire/radiation, that water/magnetism, and that air/mind or relationship between these, the movement between fire and water, is the true nature of the universe. Earth may be seen as being made up of these four elements. Entities in understanding the wheel of the tarot, need to think in terms of cycles and sequences, the sequential change, one thing coming out of another, as cause and effect, as simply the movement of energy from one form, into another form, and out of that form. This movement through a form is the material level, the what seems to be material level of change. Energy that comes out of another, such as a woman giving birth to a child, such as cause and effect actions, appears to be of a physical nature, and this is termed sequential change. This action also is cyclic. There is a duality of change that occurs. There is the appearance of sequential change and the action of cyclic change occurring simultaneously. Entities, in observing cyclic change and cycles, may understand the movement of the clock as pertaining to the so-called earth level. The movement of a clockwise direction pertains to cycles of a physical nature, and is an indication of the consciousness level. The zodiac moving in a counterclockwise direction is symbolic of the unconscious levels of energy. The Earth cycles, the 25,000-year, 26,000-year cycle is relating to the ages from the Piscean into the Aquarian age and so forth, are moving backwards on the zodiac, and therefore are moving in a clockwise direction. This circle of time, this cycle of 26,000 years is but another circle on a larger cycle. The present time moves not only from the Piscean age into the Aquarian age, but begins a totally new cycle of 26,000 years. The 25,960-year cycle has been completed, and it now begins again on a new level. The Piscean age comes to a close, and we move into the Aquarian age, but that this action as shifting to a totally new level, so that it is unlike any other that has occurred on this plane previously. Wherein an age concluded, there was much destruction and confusion and chaos, and much of this has been recorded in biblical and other ancient writings. At this time, the very nature of the earth itself will undergo total change. The earth shall begin to radiate. The earth shall begin to slowly burst into flame. This may be seen as a heating up of consciousness. Those entities experiencing this action will experience it as radiation, and many will be burned by this. Others will manage to adjust and move in radiative bodies with this. This is likened unto a planet that is slowly becoming a sun. As entities that can move with the change begin to radiate, their bodies will undergo complete physical mutation, which will allow them to become radiant beings. As radiant beings, entities then shall cease to have thoughts of themselves, shall cease to become concerned for what is within. Magnetism is related to self. Radiation is related to others, to love. This change occurs on this earth, and the earth becomes more radiant. Consciousness keeps up, and the so-called pollution of radioactive materials and waste begins to affect those on this plane, and many will succumb to this radiation and be burned as they turn their attention inward on their needs. Entities who are moving their consciousness at the same temperature as the surrounding environment cannot possibly be burned by the radiation. This relates to phenomena in certain cultures where entities walk on hot coals, or walk on fire. As entities move into these higher radiant states, they become buoyant, lighter, and less gravity is associated with their beings. Entities then become capable of flying, of levitating, of sailing through space. As entities are capable of radiating outward, they shall find that they can totally disperse their bodies into light, and through a mirror imaging action, transport themselves from one place to another within the galaxy, within the universe in but a matter of split seconds as a manner of imaging. The time is only relative to how long it takes one to imagine himself or herself being there. This is the rule at the present. But it takes many entities great amounts of time to fully imagine themselves being in another place. As entities are more able to let go of their own magnetic centers and move into becoming radiant beings, they will travel instantaneously to whatever place they imagine. This begins with some entities soon, and all entities on this plane shall be moving in this manner within 400 years or less. The new being beginning to manifest following this year shall begin to experience moments wherein the magnetic center dissolves and the entity moves into radiant levels. This then begins to grow and grow, and the movement moves into higher and higher levels of radiant beings. This cycle wherein consciousness has fallen is symbolized by the serpent falling, and by the light from the sun going down into darkness and crystallizing into matter. Entities in understanding this cycle realize now the light that went out has begun to return to its source, to its maker. Understand that light is like a giant corkscrew, that goes in spirals, and the spirals when reaching cooler areas begin to condense, and at the tip of the spiral is a particle of matter, which is nothing more than a condensed down vibration of light. These foci of light and these spirals and corkscrew cycles of light are caused by the effect of light curving back on itself and running into its own path and creating at that point, a different quality of light. The second quality of light then goes out and moves in a circle and comes back upon itself or strikes the first quality of light and creates a third or fourth quality of light. Each of these goes out, and in its circle, comes back upon itself and strikes in the movement a quality of light that is in its path and creates a fifth and sixth quality. This goes on infinitely, creating all the vibratory levels of the universe, creating what is above the speed of light, for the light this awareness speaks of is not the light that is seen merely by the eyes. It relates to those vibrations dealing in levels of heat and sound and physical, as well as those dealing with radio and radiant energies. These octaves and movements of light as it curves around and strikes upon itself, creating all of these forms, is changed only by consciousness that understands these levels. These are class Tiatvivahe, fire, air, water, and earth. These four qualities are used as labels for relative communication to classify points of light on the map of consciousness. This is purely hypothetical. If one point is called fire, then relative to that, the next quality, because it is magnetic, must be called water. The quality that relates these two together must be called air. This not as a fixed title for any element of the universe, but as a convenience to list qualities from a relative starting point. Entities in understanding the wheel, realize that they are ever and always on one wheel or another. They may move from these four forces, fire, earth, air, and water, from these triangles into another wheel that frees them from the confines of the first wheel. The realization that one is on a wheel and cannot get off may be frightening to many. Entities that find themselves going through the same cycle again and again, as a habit, as a situation, as living conditions, entities who find themselves changing their friends but having the same problems, and entities who find their lives repeating and repeating and repeating those same experiences, begin to realize that they are on the wheel. Entities once realizing they are on the wheel, in looking closely, discover what it is they are doing that repeats this experience. This is difficult in the more confining wheels. These wheels can only confine entities through identification with the wheel and with identification with some part on the wheel. Entities ever and always are identifying with the wheel. They ever and always find their identity with one wheel or another. This wheel is the magnetic desire or the radiant desire, to escape the reaching out with light, with radiance, the grasping with greed or jealousy and want as magnetism. This is a wheel. Entities change goals, yet use the same wheel. When entities become aware of the process of being caught in a wheel, they can also begin to see how the escape may be made. Their desires need not be quite so strong. Their expression of love may be somewhat stronger. They may give slightly more than they have given of themselves. Each of these actions, wanting less, and giving more, allows the entity to move from the more confining wheel to the wheel that leads toward freedom. The only reason any entity is locked in the body is because of his or her desire for holding on to some wish, want, or greed trip. The movement from desire, from the holding on, from the magnetic center, allows one to lessen his or her hold on the physical form. There is no such thing as physical form in reality, and all is but vibration. There are no particles within the body. All is but vibration. The vibration is of a level that is tangible to that consciousness which is on the level of that vibration. In understanding this action of the wheel, entities may then realize that they can move from the confining wheels into those wheels that are cosmic circles of light, which are the realms and the stairway to where the eternal is. There are worlds and spirals of light and spirals of being that entities on this plane have never dreamed of. There are more worlds in the realms of these other wheels than entities can ever dream of. No one ever dies. Nothing ever dies. It simply shifts from one wheel to another, either more confining, or less confining. May 12, 1972.